Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Leo Burke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cook hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burke catches it and throws to first to double up Hunt. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke misplays the ball. That's an error on Burke. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Snider moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burton takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Banks reaches second base with a double. Burton scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leo Burke batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buell bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Rogers moves to third. Buell moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buell scores. Burton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Galen Sisco now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Burton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo throws to second for 1, and Burke throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards the mound. Sisco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 0-for-0 in the game. Buell bunts towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers is walked intentionally. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Larry Beinerth. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Rowe now pitching. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Snider reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it and throws to second to double up Snider. 2 outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 3 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Al Moran. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.